Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
He's just a hack, just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by his teammates every week. It's just, you know, it's terrible.
We're back here on Hack City. Joe DeLeon, Sean Anderson. We've got championship weekend across college football. We're going to be previewing all of the Power 5 championship games. We're not going to go any further than that for obvious reasons. Nonetheless, Sean, I am still sick. On top of that, I got to ask you this, though, Sean.
Sorry, I'm checking my Slack messenger. So I'm kidding. I'm right here.
What kind of a bit is that? I have to ask you something, though. As
you don't like yelling in the distance talking about work, guy?
No, I don't like the. You did Muppet yesterday, and today you're doing.
What if it was sick?
Right. The bit was basically me every time that we're doing the show because I'm checking Slack.
Well, you want to hear my. No, you during the show is. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hack City show. I am Joe DeLeon, and I do have a cold. I do have a cold. I'm going to sniffle in the mic all show.
I don't sound like that. Eat shit. Sean, I have to ask you this because I have been ratioed on an ungodly level for my opinions on Georgia Tech promoting Brent Key from interim to head coach. And like It's astronomical. It is the worst we have ever been ratioed on this channel, and you get lumped into it.
Why am I lumped in?
Because you're a part of this channel, damn it. I am stunned by the fact that people support this hire as much as it does as they do. And for Nebraska to not promote Mickey Joseph and Nebraska fans to be happy about Matt Rhule, I don't get why Georgia Tech fans are so happy about this. Do you think that's a good decision? I think it was stupid. I think it was really lazy.
Well, didn't he have one big win at the end of the year? Did he beat UNC? Is that who he beat? I don't care
he
about
did. He had a he had an upset. He was 4-4 to finish the season, and he did add an upset against Duke. They beat Pitt. They lost to Virginia. They got dominated by Florida State. They barely beat Virginia Tech, which is depressing. They lost to Miami, which is bad. And they did, to your point, beat UNC, which killed UNC's momentum. I mean, those are all fine and dandy. Those are great wins. The ACC stinks, but I would think that a program like Georgia Tech would want to conduct a proper search.
Yeah, Georgia Tech should either decide to be a football school and really go all in and buy in and show up to the games, or continue to be great engineers. One or the other, you decide, because you can't be a bad football team and then be mad when Joe makes a comment about your latest hire, I don't know about, and I know very little about. I'm as casual. I'm getting inundated more, but I'm as casual as it's going to get. All right. So if I don't know who Brent Key is.
I didn't know who he was until I did the research before I recorded the video.
Keep defending him. I'm sure it'll go well.
Yeah, yeah. My main point with it is that if you're content with going 500 or slightly better, I guess a bowl game is what they're searching for. Good for
them. Oh, my God. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
We had a teammate that played in a bowl game in Detroit, and he said that on Christmas morning, he woke up in a Detroit casino, and he got a backpack and a watch for playing in that bowl game. Happy for him, but that's not where you want to be on Christmas morning.
No, no. Terrible hire, stupid hire. Georgia Tech fans, I don't respect you anymore. Eat shit. I know none of you are going to watch this video. But again,
you think
I
they just saw it and you think they just saw the headline and responded?
Oh, God. And I peeped a couple of the comments. One idiot recently was like, everybody like this comment so we can ratio Hack City. And I'm like, dude, I've already been ratioed, man. Like, the like percentage on the video is under 10. It is ungodly how badly I've been ratioed.
All right, let me take a look at this here.
Just idiots, goddamn idiots. Apparently, the Georgia Tech folks are not as smart as they say they are.
How are there 40 comments on this?
What
exactly are you all doing?
It has 4 likes, but no one wanted to hear my side of it, which was Deion was in consideration for the job, and
he should
Deion,
have been. He I should have been in more consideration.
I would
embarrassing
argue
Georgia Tech. You're in the heart of Atlanta. And you have one of the best Atlanta sports athletes of all time. I know he was only there for 5 years. Regardless, embarrassing that you did not give Deion more of a consideration. And now he's going to go to who knows where to coach whatever. Colorado, enjoy.
Yeah.
Stinks. Maybe he'll go to Cincinnati. Regardless, I think you should wait a year. I think Deion should wait a year and see what else pops up. Because
I agree.
Have another year at Jackson State. Go ahead. Keep building. Keep building. Let Travis Hunter and all your crew get another year of experience. Then go do whatever you want. All right. Don't take one of these jobs and get buried for another 3 years. All right. You're a better coach than that.
And not to mention, and I will move on after this. I had also said in the video that there were plenty of options for coaches that were coming from smaller programs that I think would have been great fits. Willie Fritz from Tulane, Jamie Chadwell. I am
Willie Fritz is an up and coming coach. Wow, it's 62. There's
so
hope
I
for
saw
me yet
I saw that
I'm just a youngster at 58. You're 58.
That's not what I meant. It's like taking me so literally for my wording. Whatever. I don't. The Georgia Tech. I not every fan.
They are really ratioing you.
Oh,
what what kind of subreddit did they put this YouTube link in?
I don't know. Apparently, it's the
r/jackets. I guess.
Yeah. I'm like r/jackasses. Sean, let's talk about these games though this week. Ayo!
Dunk.
Let's talk about these championship games before we get to them. I already did place my bets on Bet Online. Could you share with our listeners the information for Bet Online so that they can place their bets as well?
Here's the thing with championship weekend. I'm gonna bet on the Georgia game. I'll bet on the Michigan game. I will bet on the ACC game because that doesn't matter. I'm not messing around with Pac-12 and Big 12. Because if I bet on them, then TCU and USC won't make the playoff. They won't. And then we'll have to sit here and watch Ohio State or Alabama make it. Yes. I'm going to stay away because I know the jinx that I am. No matter how hot I've been, I'll be betting on the other 3 championship games this weekend. Not those 2. Because please don't let the money start going to TCU. Don't let the public start going on USC. Just don't. Let us have this one, all right? Let the public have this one of a balanced and fun playoff system. Whatever. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you, Sean.
Of course.
I want to start things off with the Friday game, which is...
I want to start it with the Saturday game.
Okay. All right. Let's just we'll release the portion of previewing USC Utah on Saturday after the game.
Let's go chronologically. That'll make more sense.
The one Friday game, which is always a little odd, but I also do like the fact that we have a Friday championship game and it's not, some random dipshit conference that's doing their conference championship on Friday. Instead, we do get to watch USC Utah on Friday. Sean, what gets really sticky here with this game is that previously when USC traveled to Utah, they beat them. But here we are on a neutral field. And the one thing I have screamed into this microphone on this show a million times is that it is impossible. It is very hard to beat a good team twice in one season. So it actually is very favorable for USC in this situation that they lost earlier on in the season to Utah, and they now get to play them again. They now have an understanding of what they need to do in order to get the victory, and they're going to be better prepared. But the one thing I got to say is they cannot allow Dalton Kincaid, their star tight end, to have the performance that he did against USC again. And it's tough because they don't have anyone to cover him properly, but that is one of my major keys in this game.
Yeah, I see what you're saying from that standpoint of, oh, you already saw him once, now you get to see him again. But if they had won the first time, then it wouldn't really matter as much if they lost this time. All right, they'd probably be sitting at 3, and then they get bumped down to 4. So I'm looking at this. You'd rather not lose the first time. Lincoln Riley, I think I'm at the point of saying you're too good of a coach to lose this game. You're too good of a coach to lose to the Utah Fighting Whittinghams. So try your just don't get too cute with it, because he's gonna die. He's chomping at the bit, Joe. Tell me if he's not chomping at the bit to try to mess up this game and get too cute with it, right? Hey, let's do a lot of pitches that we don't do instead of running our quality inside zone. We're going to take away the read option and just let Caleb Williams go empty backfield 5 wide and see what happens. No. Do what you did last game. Do exactly what you did last game versus Notre Dame.
Well, first of all, Lincoln, though, notoriously has had a tendency in these games like this to overthink.
Are the exact same team. Both run through the
Utah. Utah is very, very significantly better.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Both run through the tight end. I'm telling you, do the exact same thing.
Utah, I think, has a better secondary than USC. So what we saw last game, Sean, is that not a lot of receivers were open for USC. Caleb Williams was doing his thing, his Heisman moment, was running around, and then eventually he was running around so much that guys were getting open. I don't know if that's going to work against Utah. I feel like Utah has a much more disciplined defense, and they were able to get after him the first time that they played. I remember watching that game the first time, and it was like, oh, this is the formula to stop Caleb, is to have a really aggressive defensive line. And there's not like a lot of studs in that group, but they were able to get after him. They were able to slow him down. and he got pressured a ton, way more than he typically does. So it's a possibility that that comes into the equation.
You know how we said yesterday that Matt Saluka was going to have to play his best game if he wanted to win this weekend? Caleb Williams doesn't have to do that. He just needs to not play his worst game.
Yeah, but Holy Cross is a lot different than the University of Southern California.
All right, you want to pick apart? You want to go under a microscope for my argument here?
You want me to
sturdy up a point? All right, what was it the Pac-12 championship game a couple years ago? I know I was sitting in my parents' basement fuming. It was Oregon and USC, I believe. And USC with Keaton Slovis went out and laid the biggest fucking egg I've ever seen. And I couldn't believe it. They threw like a pick on the first play, two or three turnovers in the first quarter. It was a gross game. I'm sitting here like, who was that dumb coach? It wasn't
Clay Helton.
Clay Helton. It was before, I don't want to butcher his name. The interim stepped in after Clay Helton. Regardless. It was an ugly, stupid game that I couldn't believe that USC lost and just handed it to Oregon.
It was 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
I forgot that they made it. That is.
Yeah.
Oh, that was when the Pac-12 was bad.
Bad. USC ran away with it that year. They had the best record, I think, by a solid, solid margin. And Oregon just, just skipped on in and then beat USC. How about you just take a second here, USC, and realize that this has happened before, not under the current regime. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again, because for some reason, and I saw Jake Olson echoing the theory of Dan Wetzel, where if you made it to this point, there's no need for you to drop off when no one else has a risk.
But Jake Olson,
blind line. He was getting some good run. It's just what I saw. I'm not doing no comment. Yeah, no comment. I understand.
No comment.
I didn't say that to be like to get you to comment. All right. Okay. It's just what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a lot of likes, like 10,000 likes. A lot of retweets.
Okay. I think the main redeeming thing here, though, Sean, that this USC team is way different than it's previously been. This is their game to lose. I don't foresee a circumstance where they lose. Again, they lost them the first time. You would think that Lincoln Riley is good enough of a coach to not lose to them twice in one season.
Yes.
And I as much as I hate USC, hence the hat, I have faith in Caleb Williams.
Why don't you put it on correctly? Why is it looping over to one side?
It's not. My head's just awkwardly shaped. Wait.
It is looped over one way. Now it's
not.
Cool. Now you're
shut
cool.
up.
Joe, you were sitting. You were sitting there, leaning with a rock with that hat on crooked.
What? This is USC's game to lose.
Sure,
simple enough.
Yes.
Speaking of games to lose, TCU is undefeated. They have pretty much secured a guaranteed playoff berth, even if they lose. As a lot of people have saying, they have to play against Kansas State, and we notoriously. Posted a very incorrect analysis on the first time that they played. It is what it is. However, this game, I still have a ton of faith in TCU. Because
I wish you wouldn't say that. The first time that
they played, these were two very different rosters. And I think Kansas State has been fairly inconsistent as of late. But at the same time, I know everyone wants to discredit the original victory because they went down on multiple injuries at quarterback, multiple injuries during the game, and that was what helped them win. But TCU at the end of the day has made multiple comebacks this season. They have survived many upset attempts, and I believe that they are going to get the job done here.
TCU feels like my little baby. They feel like my little baby, and I don't want anyone talking about them because they start talking about them, thoughts start going into the head of the little baby. All right, you sit here in your little pod. All right, you do your bits. You have a good quarterback. You have a good offense. Your defense plays hard. You don't make special teams errors, even though your coach loves to make it that close and make you make errors. But you're just sitting there. You're swaddling it. You would just stay protected from the world, please. Don't lose to Kansas State is the only message that should be going out to TCU. And if you do lose, it better be in overtime, or it better be in a non-spectacular fashion. It better be a Brandon Stokely catch on the sideline, double tipped up, and you go for 60 on a play where your defensive back got an unlucky call or unlucky bounce. Georgia, who walked it off versus Georgia? Georgia walked it off versus someone on the same play. Regardless, I'm bringing up instances that I can't remember fully, and that's bad for a show.
Yeah.
TCU, just go out there, do your thing, make you look methodical, put on a clinic, and don't let that Kansas State whack-ass Kansas State magic try to get you, because they'll try to get you. Kansas State, runner-up for Magic Team of the Year. Mm-hmm. They've made things happen.
Yeah, and they've also stumbled in games where they shouldn't have, like their loss to Tulane. They lost to Texas as well. My reasoning for supporting TCU is the resilience that, you know, what I talked about earlier, that ability to stay alive in games that they're completely out of. I think Duggan has been fantastic, which we've talked about a number of times. They have, some of the best athletes on a roster in terms of being able to produce explosive plays. What does scare me a little bit about Kansas State is, and I said this at the beginning of the season, Adrian Martinez fucking sucked. He was terrible. They transitioned to Will Howard, and Will Howard has been doing a much better job. And I think he better positions Kansas State to win football games when he is the starting quarterback. So Will Howard, who is going to be fully available, assuming here, unless I missed some headline, because there's always some goddamn guy that we get in the comments, well, this guy actually has a torn ACL and will never play football again. We always find those comments that we missed, but regardless.
He transferred 6 months ago, but the school kept on reporting it and didn't put out an official release. So, eggs on your face. What?
Right, stuff like that, which we always get in the comments. Besides the point, assuming Will Howard plays, I think that puts them into a more dangerous position. We've seen how much better their offense is. But the big thing is how freaking good Deuce Vaughn is, man. Deuce Vaughn is a tank. Deuce Vaughn has been despite only being 5'6" and a tiny ass little dude, short King Deuce Vaughn, he has continued to take the lion's share of carries and be the main reason for their success. If he finds any rushing lanes, you better be scared.
I'm not going to criticize you for making the same point that I made about Deuce Vaughn that you once criticized. So I'm just going to move along. Also, for everybody, there's so many people in the portal right now that I'm not going to be taking any emails or comments about it until week 1 or week 0 next season, till I know who's on what team. We'll do some player previews, I'm sure.
Yes.
Don't you dare tell me, oh, he's in the portal. You can't keep up with all of them. You can't. It's too many. I'm putting a disclaimer out now. Fair, Joe?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll know the top 20. After that, don't even comment.
All right, so we're riding with TCU. We're very mad at everyone today.
I had a big leg day. I got some pump going. I had a big sandwich after.
Also, to be fair, the non-committed listeners are always the ones who are the listeners that always come in the live stream and come on consistently. We love you guys. The ones who show up for
Fez,
Fresh, Colin, but the ones who show up for one video and just try to bash us, like we're not fans of you. SEC championship game, LSU versus Georgia. I'm going to keep this pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I said this on the ranking reaction show. I said this on the recap show that we did last week. LSU wasn't as good as we thought that they were. They were exposed. And this is a very ugly situation for them to be stepping into. And while it would be fun, it'd be fun to have a shakeup. We witnessed what Georgia did to Tennessee, which was their next closest threat. And they dominated them. I do not have a lot of faith for LSU. I'm sorry, LSU fans that also get mad at me in the comments. I'm a little bit more understanding of your plight, but besides the point, they're going to get their asses kicked.
Yeah, it's going to be it's tough because you're like, how does anybody overlook an SEC championship game? But Georgia could be overlooking it because they know they're going to get in regardless. So on paper, you're like, okay, Georgia's going to beat them by 30, which they will. But the hunch and the gut and the not public better in me is saying that, thank you for muting for your coughs and sniffles. I appreciate it. Sick boy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that was the point. But thanks for still calling me out and drawing attention to it.
Of course. You're under the weather.
You had a good point, and then you just got derailed because you have the attention span of a walnut.
Joe, you don't even want to know what I've been doing when you're talking. This is what I've been doing. You know that paperclip I was
talking
about?
Yeah, is that
I've been moving it on my finger like this. I had it perfectly. It clamps on my finger.
You're like a gorilla. You're like a gorilla in the zoo. That's just like, it picked up a rock and it's like, instead of just like going about its day, it's like, well, this is my whole day today.
I got to inspect this rock.
Yeah. I got to figure out what's going on with this rock and we're going to deal with it. You did it last show. You're doing it this show. You are you did not fully evolve. You did not fully develop. You are a Neanderthal esque individual.
I think I've evolved.
Maybe a little bit.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Well, I know someone's, never mind. I know someone's immune system who hasn't evolved. That's yours.
Continue your point. Yeah.
Look. LSU is going to try to make it a game, though. So you can't completely write them off because, and Joe, you made me privy to this. Brian Kelly loves losing big games. You told me about this. You said this is what he loves to do. And you know, if someone loves something that much, how am I going to try to deprive them from it? Go ahead, do it. I don't care. You're out. Lose the big game. But I think he's going to try to keep it close just to put a nice little bow on his first season in LSU with his family. And then they're all going to go down there and say, oh, look at us. We got 10 wins or whatever we had, or 11 wins. And we were so close. We were on the bubble, ended 5. Next year, here's the recruits. Here's this, that, that. So he's a chess player. A lot of these coaches are checkers players that think they're chess players. He is a chess player, so I have to give him that nod because he's always thinking about recruiting. He's always thinking about that. He's thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. So. Shoot, if you can go out and make it close and make it competitive, even win, it's huge for the program, huge for the brand. He won't do it. He loves losing on the big stage, but he's gonna have that team fighting hard, I think.
Well, that's the really good point, and why I don't think, whenever you say that a team is gonna get dominated but then your remaining points are positive, I think a lot of people always get hung up on the aspect that they're gonna get their asses kicked. But
sure,
the reality of it is a really redeeming quality that they've reached the SEC championship game. And to what you just said, it is going to set them up for a lot of recruiting success down the line. Like, it is going to really put them in a position to say, like, hey, first year at LSU, look what we were able to accomplish. We had a couple bad losses, but we're going to continue to get better because we need the right players. And you're one of those right players that we need. So I fully believe that they are on a positive trajectory. Eventually, Nick Saban's going to retire. And I think Brian Kelly has shown way more than I expected from him. But this just isn't the year. Please don't be delusional and just please be understanding. As a former delusional college football fan of my team, former, and still a delusional one. Yeah, you're right. I'm still delusional, but I at least try to acknowledge my delusion.
Joe please thought understand. That Notre Dame was going to win versus USC last week. He thought it in his heart of hearts.
I did believe
that's
it.
As delusional as anybody gets.
No,
that's
it doesn't. That was is a Georgia possible.
Tech Brent Key. It was not.
That was possible.
It was not.
That was definitely possible.
Nope. Not in any universe.
Whatever. Well, actually, regardless.
In the multiverse, it would happen.
Georgia has the best defense ways. In the country. Okay, Joe, I get it. Georgia has the best defense in the country. They're going to eat take. Like they did. Yeah, exactly. Hot take. They're going to eat like they did against Tennessee. Michigan versus Purdue. Did not know that Purdue was going to be playing in this game until the nonsense that is the Big 12 West was settled. But yet, here we are, an undeserving team facing off with a very deserving team. I mean, shit, I would have rather this had been Penn State. I'm not saying this needed to have been Ohio State for a second time, but if this was Penn State, I think this would have been a much more competitive matchup. Instead, we get to watch Purdue, who's fine, the epitome of the Big Ten West. I don't have a lot of expectations for this game. This has to be one of the worst slate of championship weekend games. Is it not?
It's not great because Michigan's just going to run the ball the whole time. Here's the one wrinkle, though. Hold on, let me confirm that this is an actual thing and not somebody that's paying for Twitter Blue here. Everybody is notable in the government news. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm not going to get got, and I'm not going to have the show that I produce get got either. So I'm okay. On everybody's ass with this verified shit. I'm on everybody's ass. The one wrinkle here, Purdue's head coach Jeff Brohm is 3-0 versus top 3 ranked teams, according to PFF College. And then Purdue is facing number 2 Michigan this weekend. So
wait, I need to know. It's a bit of a wrinkle. Who are those teams though that they beat?
I think they take down an Ohio State team. He was at the blackout last year.
Wait, I need to look this
2 years ago. God, I wish I had followed up. I was just gonna say, I wish I had followed up. It's a good enough wrinkle, where I'm saying, oh, well, maybe it'll be more entertaining than it has been. I'm trying to figure this out also. Nobody's gonna tweet who they actually beat.
Because what are the likelihood it's like a team that they beat and then they just completely fell off the face of the earth? Like,
it could have been early on. Yeah. God, there's
no. I'm not gonna waste my time.
Nobody productive on Twitter. It's just all I'm seeing. Spoiler makers. Ew, gross. I'm out on Purdue. On Purdue for the term spoiler makers.
They're also, they're a fine football team. They are the pure description of what the Big Ten West is, where they've got like a couple good athletes and they've won a couple close games and they have an above 500 record. Mm-hmm. Like that's, we were joking about that on a previous episode, how it's like, oh, is it Wisconsin? Is it Iowa? Is it Purdue? Who's going to win this conference? Nobody seemed to have wanted to. And I guess it's justified because of how good Michigan looked. I don't think that there's any shot that they get upset. The way that they played it, I don't think this is an opponent that you even need JJ to step up. Like this is, I don't know what the deal with Blake is, Corum is. I feel like at least if you have Donovan Edwards and he plays the same way that he did against Ohio State, you're going to be fine. They are a hard-nosed team. They've got a really good defensive line, a really good offensive line. They're going to be fine.
Joe, I found it. October 20th, 2018, Purdue defeats number 2 Ohio State 49-20.
I remember that game.
October 16th, 2021, you'll remember the season here. Purdue defeats number 2 Iowa 24-7.
Okay, that Iowa team, did they not? I think that they were one of those ones that kind of fell off
the face collapsed. Of the earth. They collapsed. November 6th, 2021, Purdue defeats number 3 Michigan State 40-29.
And we know that Michigan State team was a bit overrated.
Yeah, 2-2 and a 3. Regardless, now it's coming back to me. It was
not
Purdue.
A lot of good context there.
But still. So those are the teams information wise. Thank you, Reddit College Football. Really a really good place for show prep until Sicko's Committee rolled around.
Sicko's Committee is great.
They're great. I love them.
I got to say that. I've got a lot of like random likes and retweets from people, but when I got a like on my tweet about the wrestling thing at Campbell from the Sickos Committee account, that might have made my year.
Oh yeah,
because like that's what we try to emulate here is that mentality of just heathens sure. that like watching football. Regardless, Sean, this last game is really for the heathens: Clemson versus North Carolina, the worst football game of the weekend. I will watch the Sun Belt Championship and the Conference USA Championship game more entertained than I will be watching this one.
I'm not watching. Now,
I know everyone wants to point to the fact that Clemson, they've got like all these really good defensive linemen and North Carolina stumbled against North Carolina State. I do not have faith for Clemson in this game at all. I think that Drake May and Josh Downs are good enough to completely air it out against this secondary for Clemson that has struggled. We saw what happened when A.T. Perry and Sam Hartman aired them out and put up all those points. And DJU, man, we know this. His confidence is shot. It is gone. We talked about this on the recap. There are no redeeming qualities left for this man. And if he goes over 150, 200 yards, that is the accomplishment. It is going to be a long day for him. He is not somebody who can win a shootout against Drake May. It's not going to happen.
Here's the bummer. This is the 8 p.m. game.
I know.
I'll be out by then. I'm not.
Well, it'll be one of those games that it's on in the bar for you, and then it's just like, oh, North Carolina scored again. Oh, DJ, you got sacked. He looks upset.
Not much here. Really not much here for me to care about. It's just been the ACC's. It hasn't been their year, and that's not a hot take. That is a relatively lukewarm take. I never felt like they had much life. After I saw that Wake Forest Clemson game, I'm like, nobody's going to be doing the thing this year. Nobody from here is going to be breaking through. Clemson, they're getting hot. Not really getting that hot. UNC, never really that hot. God, ACC stinks. I don't know. Yeah, good point. I guess I'll watch it in the bar if it's on in the bar, but I'm not. I will not be paying too much attention to it, and I don't think many of you should fault me.
No, no. Again, terrible game, but we will be paying attention to the outcome of it regardless. All right, Sean, last game, Akron versus Buffalo. We're going to be talking about this game, really competitive matchup. Or do you want to go to New Mexico State, Valparaiso?
So I know I'm not a true sicko.
All right, I'm not a true sicko.
I got to own up to it.
At Sanderson Radio. I don't know anything about any of those teams. At Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you, everyone who did tune in, suffered along with us. We'll be back with more. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.